You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Become a Pop Tech Tester. Visit poptechtesters.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and it is that time where we have a pop tester. That is you, our listeners from around the country. You can sign up at poptechtesters.com and get cool swag just like our next guest, Rodney, who's been testing out the Logitech Bluetooth audio adapter. How you doing today, Rodney?
I'm good. How about you, Mike?
I can't complain. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the radio and testing out the Logitech Bluetooth audio adapter. You can follow along with us at home if you go to Logitech, Logitech.com, and punch in Bluetooth adapter. You can find out all about the product we're just about to talk about. So, Rodney, gut level, overall impression, how did you like the Bluetooth adapter by Logitech?
I thought it was a very good unit. The instructions were easy to understand. Everything worked as it should have.
Now, just as a reminder for our listeners at home, the Bluetooth adapter is a device that sells for about $40, and it allows you to turn your mobile device, like a smartphone or tablet, into an audio source for your standard home stereo. Is that kind of the way that you had it rigged out?
Yes, I used my home phone, my cell phone. Also, I used my iPod, because it does have Bluetooth also.
And you put those into your standard home stereo?
Yes, I did. I tested it that way. I also tested it with a set of Logitech computer speakers. The connections off the unit itself, you have two different ways to hook it up, either RCA or the 3.5 millimeter connection.
The mini jacks, yeah. The standard headphone jacks. So you tested it. That's pretty cool. You got both. We can talk to you both about using it with a standard portable speakers as well as your home stereo equipment. Now, prior to this, had you ever been using Bluetooth telephony technology, like maybe a headphone that you used for your cell phone or maybe in the car?
I had, yes, both.
So how was it to connect up to your mobile phone as a source? Was it easy to get the devices out of the box and then to get them to pair? Was it pretty straightforward for you?
Yes, it was. You just connect everything. There's a button on the unit itself, the pairing button, and turn your phone on to search, and immediately. It's very quick.
Now, at $40, I wanted to do some testing myself, so I kind of played around with unit as well. One of the things that I found, and I'm curious if you liked it as well, when you did pair and when you would connect after you had paired, you would get an audible tone over the speakers to let you know that you were paired. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes, that was. Like I said, just so simple to do.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned that you used your iPod as well as your smartphone, were you listening to music that you had downloaded from iTunes, or were you doing streaming music for Pandora, or both?
On my iPod, just music that I downloaded from iTunes, also podcasts.
Oh, hopefully Popular Technology Radio.
Oh, yeah, that's one of them.
I hope we sounded good coming in on the Bluetooth Logitech. How was the quality of the audio? What did you think?
I thought it was real good. I've used some Bluetooth devices in my car, and the quality wasn't all that great. Actually, I used the same iPod, and the quality wasn't as good in my car. When I used it using this device on my home stereo, it was excellent. You couldn't tell it really tell a difference by ear.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Rodney. I actually tried it, and I like to try to maximize the distance. I was absolutely shocked how far I could get my smartphone away from the bass unit in my home stereo to get that music spooling. It actually seemed to communicate further than I was used to in other Bluetooth devices. Did you find that same experience?
Yes, I did. I took, using my iPod, I was probably a good 30 to 40 meters away from the unit with line of sight. You could actually see the unit. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked all the way up to that distance.
Well, you know, it's great because we're in the summertime mode now, and we have barbecues, and we're always entertaining people over at the house. So having the idea to allow people to come into the home and hook up their smart devices to our stereo and everybody can share their music playlist, that's kind of neat. I like that idea. Well, Ronnie, overall, at $40, would you recommend the Logitech Bluetooth audio adapter?
Yes, I would. One of the things I was considering at the time was purchasing a new home receiver that had iPod controls. And right now I don't have to do that because I have a good unit.
That's fantastic, Rodney. Well, we appreciate you being here today. You can be just like Rodney. You can be a PopTech tester. Go to poptechtesters.com, sign up, and you get to cool test really neat product just like Rodney did, the Logitech.com. Find out all about the Bluetooth adapter, poptechtesters.com. Go there, sign up to be a PopTech tester. I am your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Kahn.
Listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.